Hi there, I'm Barbara Turley, and you're watching another episode of Feminine Wealth TV, the show that uncovers the diamond tips on creating truly conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. On the show today, I have a total change maker, and she is the founder of Moloco, which is a social enterprise, and I'm really excited to talk to her about how we can use business to create change in our world. Kathy Wong, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barbara, for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally explore this topic of how, as women, you know, we love to give. I mean, you and I have talked about this before.
Yes.
But how do we use our businesses as a vehicle to really give in the right way? So, first of all, tell me a little bit about Moloco.
Sure. Yeah. No, look, thank you again for having me on. Look, Moloco translated means dream crazy. It's two words I've combined. Mo comes from Ohane, which is a Hawaiian word that means dream, and loco is the Latin word for crazy. And this is really my craziest dream yet. And believe me, Barbara, I've had loads and loads of crazy dreams.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I really wanted to inspire other women to go out there and chase dreams. You know, the craziest the dreams, the bigger the dreams, the better.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I know that if we do that, we can just make so much difference to
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I set out to do this, I thought if I could just touch one person, that would be enough. And then I discovered that in doing that, you know, it's that ripple effect.
Yeah.
You touch one person and then they touch another person. And that's really how this came into being.
Yeah.
You know, creating a community of people who were all inspired to go out and chase those big, crazy dreams.
So tell me, so Moloco, tell me about the, so there's a, basically the structure of it is there's a cause attached to the business. So does the cause kind of drive the business?
It very much does.
Yeah.
Very
so tell
much
me
does.
About the cause and then the, because you're selling a product, obviously, to support the cause.
Sure. My whole purpose in creating Moloco is all around a social cause business. I wanted to create awareness around poverty and what is happening out there with, you know, 22,000 children a day dying, 1 billion people in poverty, and I just thought, what can I do to make a difference? So then I came up with, you know, the flip-flop as my vehicle to deliver that message.
Yeah.
So it's all about, you know, it's a social enterprise, which is a business model where we create profit so that the more profit we create, the more we can actually give, as opposed to an NGO, a not-for-profit business
model.
Yeah,
right, okay. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. And tell me about the charity or the cause that's attached to the business.
Yeah, well, we actually work through our charity partner, the Hope Foundation, and that is an amazing organisation that was begun by a lady called Maureen Cook, one of your fellow...
She's an Irish woman.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yeah.
So Maureen is an unbelievable woman who 35 years ago was very, very touched by Mother Teresa. I'm not sure if she actually met her or there was, you know, there was actually a direct encounter, or she just knew of her work and she was very inspired by her. So she went off to Calcutta and she saw the plight of children there and she just felt like she had to do something.
Did she end up staying there?
She did stay there for a little while.
I think I've heard about,
she goes back and forth from Cork. She comes from
right,
Cork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And so we have collaborated with them because they're on the ground in Calcutta. They have, you know, something like 16 orphanages. They've got a hospital. They run, you know, they have numerous training facilities as well. So it was natural for us to tap into that rather than try and, you know.
Well, trying to create your own. I mean, trying to create a foundation, it's a beautiful thing. But it really the end game, I guess, what you're doing is to get, you know, help the children there. So it's whether it's their foundation or whatever way it happens is
exactly
amazing.
So, you know, we just don't have the resources all the time. We need to work on the other parts of the business, and then, you know, together with Hope they can do the rest of the work.
So is this your first social enterprise?
Sure is.
As a business. And tell me, so, because I know you've had other businesses before, where did the social enterprise idea come from, or, you know, what's been your sort of journey to this point of doing this?
Well, you know what? I was speaking to a friend the other day and I was saying, you know, because we only just started this. We opened our doors on November 23 after like an 8-month gestation from the moment I had the idea to the moment we actually had the product and we were ready to, you know, open shop. But you know what? It's really been a 20-year journey. It's been a 20-year personal development journey, which just keeps continuing. Mm. And, you know, the learnings that I'm getting now with this business are unbelievable.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's... So what? Tell me about the businesses before. Mm. Were they in the same kind of industry, or have you had a spread of different businesses? Talk to me about the entrepreneurial journey.
Sure. I mean, I trained as a designer, a graphic designer, and so my background has always been around design. Mm. That's all I've ever known. And so my businesses were always around marketing, branding, design, mostly in the area of corporate communication. So I was on the other side.
Oh, right, okay.
So mostly in the area of business to business, working with corporates on their branding, on their communications. That was really what I did.
Mm.
And so I had no background in, now we're doing manufacturing, really. We're a manufacturer, as well as a social cause business.
So where was the, I'm so interested to find out, where was the moment where you said, now I'm going to do, here's the vision? You know, did you just wake up one morning and think?
I did.
Yeah, like bolt of lightning.
I literally did.
Yeah.
I woke up, I remember it was 3 a.m. in the morning, February 19th. And I thought I was just waking up from a dream with these, you know, it sounds really, really corny and cliched, I know, but this is literally what happened. I woke up with these really strong words saying, make a difference.
Wow.
And, you know, I thought, okay. After I woke up, I thought, you know, this is just a dream, but it just kept coming up really strongly in front of my face. I couldn't get away from that.
Mm.
And so I sat with that, I don't know, for maybe a week or two.
And you probably just didn't know what to do with it as well.
No.
You make a difference. I mean, we all think, what can I do?
Exactly.
That's always the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly bombarded by those messages, you know. And so, but it got to a point where I just couldn't ignore it. And so I needed to go and explore that. And I thought, well, how am I going to do this?
Where
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, where do you go? Because I think a lot of people would, particularly women out there, there's a lot of them feeling like that, but feeling kind of frustrated or just disappointed because they just think, well, what can I do? You know, where do I go? And we tend to put these things away in a box and think, oh, I'll do that someday.
That's right.
Or that's for people with money, or that's for people not like me. So where did you go to sort of get that sense of support? And, you know?
Oh, yeah. God, that was interesting. Mm. Yeah, because I went through all the same stuff and I still do.
Mm.
It's like, well, who am I? How can I do this? You know, I'm just a nobody. And
who are you not to, though? That's
exactly.
The other thing I say to people, like, anyone like us, we've had the privilege of being brought up in the wealthiest parts of the world.
Yeah.
We've had amazing educations. Who are we not to do this?
This is right. It took me a little while to get that.
Yeah.
And then it took me, you know, I now realize that everyone wants to make a difference, as you said.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to do that. And so, you know, and not everyone needs to start a business to do that.
No, there's other ways.
There's so many ways, so many forms of contribution.
Mm.
So, yeah, so I thought, right, okay, how am I going to do this?
You know, universe, don't like, do this to me.
Exactly, okay. And I just started with sharing affirmations, sharing positive quotes, because they were always, you know, that's what I always turn to for inspiration, particularly in moments where I was more, you know, overwhelmed. I might have been in despair. I found that really cathartic and very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, I'll start sharing inspiration that way. And then I thought, okay, I better check out social media. I don't know anything about social media.
Oh, wow, okay. Because you're pretty good on it these days.
Well, I'm still, you know, I think I might have progressed from the L plates maybe to the P plates.
Oh, right.
I've still got a lot more to go.
Yeah.
And so, I started a Facebook page under the name of Soul Republic.
Mm.
I then started sharing these quotes, sharing these messages, and it didn't take too long, actually, before I realised there was a community of people following me.
Yeah.
And I was making a difference to some people.
Well, I mean, I remember one of your quotes. I have the little card. You'll be delighted to know.
Oh, great.
I have that picture on my desk. It's a little card, and it's beautiful, that woman that you... Actually, you'll probably see, I'll get a picture of it up now. And it says, one woman can... Oh, what is it? One woman can make a difference. Together we can change the world.
Exactly.
And I'm even tingling talking about that. And I leave that on my desk.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
And you gave that to me.
Yeah, wow, so, that was a while ago.
Yeah, so that was back... So that was how I met you, actually, back then.
That's right.
That was the beginning.
Yeah, well, that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, I need to make more of a difference. Okay, this is great.
Hmm.
Where can I take this from here? And so I thought, okay, what if I could share these same messages, put it on some product?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I wanted it to be something that would travel with people and be something they could, you know, carry with them,
yeah,
and be continuously reminded, and not just be something that they saw when they, you know, hopped onto their computer,
mm,
or, you know, they looked at the, as you said, you know, postcard, mm, and something that they could actually have with them all the time. So I thought product led me to product.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm interested though as well, because I actually, and I totally, and the reason, mm, I have you on the show, I so admire you, because you have gone from small business, like graphic and creative, into a social enterprise, which is like, it's a big undertaking to do, yeah, that. And I just, yeah, I'm very inspired by the fact that you've gone this route.
Oh, well, thank you. It's
so,
just...
again, it was like, so you got the product, and I'm probably diving really into this, but, mm, I love just finding out the nitty-gritty of it. So the product, mm, came to life. And when was the moment where you realized, even what is a social enterprise? Because lots of people think not-for-profit, yeah, or business.
Yes.
They never think the two can merge,
yeah,
which is what you've,
right,
done.
Well, I just started getting really interested. And look, about, mm, 7 years ago when I was traveling, I came across Toms. Do you know Toms? Which is a company that started in America by a guy called Blake McCoskey.
No.
And he was actually on The Great Amazing Race. That was one of his claims,
all
to
right,
fame,
okay,
back then.
Yeah.
And he saw the plight of children in Guatemala, it was.
Mm.
Saw that they had no shoes. He got very enrolled in that whole situation. And so he decided to come back to America and create a business where he was going to make shoes,
mm,
and he was going to then donate those same shoes to children without shoes. And so he was always one of my heroes. So that was always,
so that
there
was actually bubbling in the back of your head.
That was bubbling
for a long time.
Yeah,
yes,
and then,
right,
I started looking at other businesses who were doing the same type of thing.
Mm.
And so that's how that got onto my radar.
Mm.
Although that was about 6 or 7 years ago, you know. Was just somewhere.
Well, I think lots of us have seeds planted,
yeah,
that percolate,
yeah,
for a long time
before,
that's right, we realise what it's for. You,
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Yeah. So, are you on your own in this business, or,
yes,
your business partner? Just you.
It's just me.
And you've done so amazingly well. I mean, those the flip flops. They're. I love the fact that they leave the footprints. The,
yes, the, yeah, footprints in the sand.
Footprints
with the
in the sand.
Words.
With the positive messages.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a beautiful idea.
It is fun. Yeah. Well, we just wanted the whole. We wanted the product itself to be inspirational,
mm-hmm,
because we're, at the end of the day, we're about inspiration first and connection,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, people could then see how that would then move into the cause. And, you know, even if people aren't necessarily going to support our cause, if I could inspire other people to also
to
create...
do something similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the ladies actually on Facebook has actually now been so inspired that she's starting her own social enterprise. So I thought,
yeah,
wow, you know.
That's beautiful.
So,
yeah,
you know, to be able to have people doing, you know, their own projects, that's,
mm,
just, yeah,
mm,
that's also part of it.
Now, an area I'd love to touch, mm, on, obviously, because, you know, it's, all this stuff is fantastic, but there's obviously, there's still a business end.
Mm.
You still have to actually make money, and you have to get, you know, this,
yeah,
business structure and all these different things.
Yeah.
When you went to manufacture the first lot of flip-flops, had you pre-sold them, or how did you, or did you just buy in a whole consignment of them and then hope that they'd sell, or what was the kind of strategy around that?
Yeah, there was a lot of hope.
Yeah.
Look, we did do some market research. We ran,
yeah,
some focus groups where we actually showed mock-ups, you know, we tested the idea.
Mm.
But there's only a certain amount of testing you can do, because,
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's like, well, show me the money.
Yeah.
That's when you really know.
People actually, they
mm,
people vote with their wallets.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. So we, you know, so what I did, when I say we,
yeah, yeah,
what I did was I actually looked for, you know, the minimum quantity that I could have made.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it was like, well, there's so many designs. Which designs will we go with?
Oh, because they won't make,
mm,
you know, a small quantity of,
yeah,
10 different designs.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just, you know, made some decisions again based on the research. And then, of course, there was, you know, a lot of gut that had to go into the,
yeah,
decision,
intuition,
as well.
Yeah.
Intuition, yeah.
And well, that's the whole thing of, at some point you have to take the jump.
You
know,
do.
There is risk in everything. So.
Yeah, you do. You have to take the jump. You can only do so much calculation and projections,
yes, yeah,
and then you've just got to go with that jump.
What's been the most, yeah, successful thing that you've done so far that has produced the best kind of results for,
yeah,
you in the, on the business end of things, do you think?
Well, it would have to be social media.
Yeah.
It really would have to be that, because, you know, I've come from a base of zero.
Mm.
To then, you know, creating a community and, you know, being a startup, no budget,
yeah, I know,
for
I think,
marketing,
yeah, yeah,
you know what that's,
yeah,
like. And so we're a social media. We have now access to, you know, so many potential people. So we're on the same level playing field now as the big guys with the big dollars. You know, we have access to all of those resources now.
And I think as well, because I've watched you, I've watched you grow on social media, and I've watched people share the stuff, and I really think, like, the flip-flops are great. I have a pair. They're fantastic. But it's the cause that makes people actually share your stuff even more, I think. I mean, you finding that, because I just feel it's added so much weight to the business that you're doing. So if you were just selling flip-flops...
No, I don't think we'd be the same.
I don't think it would work.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
No, because, you know, we would then be compared to another flip-flop company.
You'd be Havaianas, or you'd,
many of those. So this is, because it's been interesting. Some people buy them very much because they love the design, and then they love the fact that they can imprint their messages in the sand. And then, of course, there's the social cause. So depending on the person, there's different weighting. But at the end of the day, it's all those three components that they love, you know?
Well, I think as well, it makes... I mean, I know from my perspective, it made me feel... It's that whole thing of what can I do? And actually to feel like you're buying a product and you're actually contributing at such a great, amazing level. And, you know, being part of this community. I'm just sort of thinking so many businesses out there could actually bring this element into their businesses and create a lot more abundance, I guess, in their own business and in society in general.
Well, that's right, and that's what I'm trying to inspire people to do, that because, you know, business people have, you know, so much access, don't they, you know?
Oh, yes.
And so if I can inspire other businesses, that will then, you know, filter down to, you know, everybody. And so that's why that part is just so exciting to
me. I mean, and I love that too, because one of my big philosophies, and you know we've talked about this, but I always say at the end of the day, money and wealth, they're such powerful things, and you know, business and all these things as vehicles to create change, epic change. The possibilities are endless, and as human beings and as society, we're not using these things in the most effective way to create change everywhere.
That's right.
So more of this, I think, would be, you know, and some people, I think, would say, you know, a social enterprise, the tricky thing is that you're giving before you're making. But actually what you've seen is that you're actually more successful on the whole because there's a cause attached, I think, as well.
Yes, that's right, running the two things parallel, you know. And there's just so many social enterprises now emerging. And it's happening. What's really exciting is happening with small businesses.
Small businesses.
They're leading the way.
Is absolutely fabulous. And then, so tell me, what's the kind of next stages for the business, for the enterprise, where I mean, I know you're sort of just out of startup at this stage. I mean, I feel you've kind of hit that recognition point. You've sold some of the flip-flops. People know what it is you're doing. So what's the next level for you?
World domination.
Of course,
Look, you know, it's really looking at our distribution channels and looking at how we get that message out there to as many people as we can. And one of the reasons for picking the shoes, apart from, you know, the great parallel that it, you know, here we've got children in the world with no shoes, some are dying because they have no shoes. Then in countries like Australia, where the average Australian has five pairs of shoes, and they mean, you know, good times, holidays, it's a very, very different story as to what they mean to us, to these children, right? And so that was the one of the reasons I picked the flip-flop. Second reason is because, you know, I needed a product that had mass appeal, that I could sell lots of units. Because to create the impact that I want to create, I needed that volume.
Oh, you need to actually... So each pair of flip-flops that gets sold... gives a pair of shoes to a child.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, so you need to sell loads of pairs of flip-flops. You couldn't be having like one.
Exactly. So, you know, and with the way flip-flops are, they're a very mature product. It's the fastest growing footwear product in the world. And so that gave me another, you know, I suppose another aspect of a very... I knew that was a proven business product that would work. So that was another reason to choose that. So so going forward, it's about, you know, really now securing where we've come from and building upon that to create a lot more awareness and to create more distribution channels to get it out there.
I mean, would you like to see this product in I don't know, would it go into Target? Would it be in the big... Is that where you're sort of thinking? Or
no, we're actually thinking more kind of places. We're actually thinking we don't want to take the traditional retail distribution mm-hmm. channels, because then it means we're going to be compared to and positioned alongside with, as you said, the Havianas of the world. And because it is really just a vehicle to get our message across, we want to look at very different channels. And so one of the areas that we're now focusing heavily on is the area of collaboration and looking at particular in community groups like schools, corporates, where we can actually create, where we can actually sell big volumes at one time. You know, when you deal with retail, sometimes it's much smaller orders.
And they push down price.
There's the price issue. So we're looking for other organisations, communities, where they can really resonate with what we're doing. And so then we can get these numbers of people behind us, you know, in a quicker way and hopefully in a stronger way. So that's what we're looking for.
And to spread the message around.
Spread the message, And then also, you know, there's places like wellness centres, you know, because they're, again, resonating with that whole message of
the wellness community, like the whole wellness space in general. You know, you could have lots of smaller distributors.
Exactly.
Yoga studios. Or,
that's right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yoga studios, one area we're already distributing through. Yeah. So, yeah, much more of, you know, those types of channels.
Mm. Yeah. I love... There's a couple of things I really want to point out for the people watching as well. I just love two things. Number one, you've really... Okay, so there's the cause and the big why. Mm. But you've really got a serious strategic business focus as well, which is so important because this thing has to work. In order for the cause to work, the business has to work. And also this distribution thing, like so many people never really get this right in business, that you need, like, distribution is leverage. But you're not sort of getting discouraged by the fact that the big players are going to beat you down at price. You've actually found a way to get great distribution while maintaining the kind of integrity of what you're trying to do.
Yes.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, and that, as you said, that is just so important, you know. And... yeah, and look, you know, I don't think we can rely on one distribution channel. We're looking for multiple channels. And as you said, Barbara, particularly with product, distribution is everything.
Everything.
It's you can have a fantastic product, but if you can't get it to into the hands of people... So that's a huge, huge lesson at the moment.
Distribution, and to be honest, it is. It's with any, honest, in anything in business.
Even business to business.
Everything
is
distribution.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's leverage right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, so loads of lessons still to learn and, you know, just getting out there and talking to as many people and collaboration.
Yeah.
That's really important because, you know, I mentioned earlier that one of the other passions behind this project is the, you know, the passion to connect people and inspire them and create the community. Because, you know, we know that, you know, we can't do things on our own. And that's where the power lies.
The power of the community.
The power of the community. We create extraordinary results when we, you know, have lots of people embracing
the collective.
Especially
the energy as well comes together, and it's amazing because you don't feel so alone then.
No, that's
right. Even someone like you or me, we're in our own businesses, but we don't feel alone.
Yes, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've always got that, you know, others and the energy to bounce off one another and support one another.
Yeah. Now tell me, what has been the hardest thing? What's been the hardest challenge that you've faced since launching this business?
The hardest one, exactly.
Give me a few of the hard ones, you know.
Yeah, I've got to say, one of the hardest ones, Barbara, is myself.
Isn't that, I think, I would probably say that too. I think a lot of women would say that.
Yeah, getting out of my own way.
Yeah.
You know, to know that when I have those moments of doubt, those moments of, you know, am I doing the right thing? How can I possibly do this?
Yeah.
Knowing, trusting. Trusting myself, knowing that, yes, of course I can, and it's perfectly okay. There'll be days when that happens.
Yes.
Just, you know, make
and that we all have those days. I think that's really key to remember because I think sometimes we see each other at functions and on particularly social media.
Yes.
Like on social media, you know, of course we're going to make ourselves look amazing, but there's always the reality in the background. And I think we all, I mean, people often say to me, oh my God, you just look like you're everywhere and you're doing all this stuff. And I go, yeah, but you don't see my office.
Yes.
You don't see what it's really like, you
That's
know,
right.
on a day-to-day basis when I have those doubts as well. Or I think, like for me, I think things like, yeah, am I making a fool of myself? Like,
yes.
you know,
exactly.
here I am,
like,
saying
that's
all these
right.
things. You know, who's going to listen to me?
Yeah, exactly.
We all have those feelings.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just to know that that's okay, it's natural.
Yeah.
And I think, and it's your ability to ride through that. That's really at the, yeah, that's yeah. to me at the end of the day is the difference between a person who maybe has a dream and the person who actually takes that dream
executes
it and makes it reality.
Yeah, brings it into the physical realm or something.
That's right. So that, I think that's been my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I've had lots of challenges like all of us, and but that one has come up big time with what I've been doing because there's just so many areas that I've had no experience in.
Yeah.
And so in that, I've made sure that I have found people who have that expertise.
You know, well, that's the thing, again, the collaboration of surrounding yourself with people who can support you or help you or, you know, and it doesn't always have to be people you pay because sometimes, like, we chat, you know, we all chat at functions and
things. That's right, and we all help, you know, people do want to help one another.
Yeah.
And that's probably the other part, learning to ask for help.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Women are not very good at that,
because
right?
we try and... We go out there and try and be like, hi, it's great. How's everything going? It's great. And you think, it's not. Your husband would say, oh, really?
Exactly. They know. Yeah.
They know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're very good at giving others help.
Yeah.
But we're not so good at asking for
ourselves. Or admitting that we need, that we need.
And then receiving as well.
Receiving the help, yeah. Well, that's a fantastic point, I think, to end on. And look, if people want to connect with you and they want to hear more about what you're doing, where should they go?
Sure.
The website?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Love you to come to our website, www.maloco.com, and
it's
you can find
here
us.
Right now.
Yeah. That's right. And you can find us, you know, on all, well, mostly Facebook and Instagram, but if you go to our website, you'll be able to find all the various options you have to get in touch, and love to hear from you.
Great. Listen, Kathy, thank you so much. I'm just so excited to have this topic on the show. It's been fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again for joining for another week. And remember, you can catch me later this week on my Wealth Unplugged podcast, where I'm going to be talking about my key takeouts from my chat with Kathy today. So until next week, have a great week, and we'll see you then.